Thank you for joining Scrapbook.com on the Life Handmade podcast, one of our most anticipated episodes of the year. And we are going to be talking about the trends and the favorite products from Creativation. And I am here with one of our team members, Sarah Party.
Hello.
Hi. She has been in the industry for almost 5 years. You may have seen her on our videos, on our YouTube channel. She does a lot of our content and advertising.
Yes, it's really great to be here. Thank you for inviting me on. I am so excited about today's episode. Creativation is such a fun show, and I can't wait to talk about the trends and products.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that know what Creativation is, and there still is a lot of people that don't know what Creativation is. So it is one of the most exciting USA trade shows in the creative industry. And it's a place where creators and designers, brands and stores all come together to share what's hot, new, and what's going on in the world of crafting. It is definitely paper crafting focused, but there is yarns, fibers, some home DIY decor things like that. But there's a big focus on paper crafting proper.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so for today, we're going to focus as well on paper crafting and start talking about some of the trends that we saw at the show this year.
Right. And one of the biggest trends, one of the largest parts of the show was the Stamping Village.
Oh, yeah.
And the Stamping Village isn't new this year. It was formed last year, and Hero Arts, one of our stamping brands, describes the Stamping Village as a group of stamp vendors surrounding a shared space designed for education, socializing, and relaxing. So a variety of brands like Lawn Fawn, Pink Fresh, Hero Arts, Concord and Ninth, Altenew, and more all come together to educate, showcase, and share their new products. And we love seeing the kindness and lifting up of the fellow brands. Instead of thinking that they're solely in competition, they help each other out. They even make a point of using each other's various products in the make and takes, and that we also see occasional co-branded collaborative releases.
Yeah, that's been a fun thing for me to see, collaborative stamp sets where you get a little bit of all the unique designs that each brand has to offer. They also sometimes do enamel pins, and pins are really popular. So again, it's fun to see those designs that come through. And like you said, I feel like sometimes we would think, oh, would they be in competition of each other? They're all stamping and die cutting brands. But no, as a showgoer, it is so fun to see them interact and share something special together in the Stamping Village.
I agree. It really warms my heart. And I feel like it's a special element of this beloved industry.
Yeah, me too.
So now one of the most important parts of this show is sharing our favorite top pick. So let's first start with, of course, the paper crafting lines. So was there a paper crafting collection that stood out to you?
Yeah, definitely. I was at the Prima booth and I saw a collection called Surfboard. And this collection really stood out to me because it's unique. I haven't seen a line like it. So the colors in the Surfboard paper collection are very gelato-like, sherbet, pinks, creamy oranges. There's icons like seashells, palm trees, little surfer girl icons, and everything in this collection is done in a very painterly style, which I love. And then something that Prima often does is they release self-adhering wood embellishments, but in this line, they're colored, which is a little different than having just the plain kind of craft, quote unquote, wooden color. And I love that about this collection. It's perfect for scrapbooking about vacations and cruises and things like that.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I know. I want to be at the ocean right
now.
Yes,
and then we can get the surfboard collection and we can make a layout about
it. Yes, we can make a little mini album.
Yes.
One of my favorites that actually is already available now is from Authentique. And Authentique is known for their vintage look with a modern twist. They really have a wonderful nostalgia about their lines. And this collection is called Purebred, and it features kitties and puppies and Victorian era illustrations and pictures of children holding their pets. It's just really beautiful. And Authentique has really high quality, thick papers.
Yeah. One thing I like about that line and all of their lines too is the coordinating neutrals that they offer. So this line has a lot of navies and yellows and things like that, which makes sense for a pet line, but it's great for layering and other projects.
Yeah, I love it when brands remember to include those neutrals because you can't layer too many bold patterns.
Oh, absolutely. And they do that really well. One line that also stuck out to me is Family Night by Cartabella. I saw this in the Echo Park booth. And this line is also unique. The unique ones really stick out to me. It's about spending time with your family. And the designs in it are kind of 60s retro throwbacks. It's all about board games, which is really fun. There's little like Clue pieces or Monopoly pieces in primary colors like reds and blues and yellows. There's also little Coca-Cola bottles, the box televisions, those wooden ones. Really fun line celebrating family.
I love that. It sounds very 50s, 60s. Yes. That wonderful where family was everything, like getting together.
Exactly.
Another trend, actually, that we saw was gnomes, the gnome trend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this was very prevalent in the photo play Tula and Norbert collection. Yes,
I love that so much.
I know. And one of my sister has a pet tortoise, and his name is Norbert. And I'm like, oh, she's trendy, and she didn't even know she was trendy.
Now she needs to get one and name it Tula.
Exactly. She needs a little friend. But it features the gnomes, a female and a male, Tula and Norbert. And the thing that's cool is that you can get the stamps and then the Corning dies to cut out your little characters. And the papers are very spring and fresh, and they don't all feature gnomes, and they have flowers and
Little rainbows, little mushrooms.
Clouds. It's very garden. Yeah. It's really fresh and fun.
Yeah. And I love that too when a brand creates something where gnomes may be the idea or the mascot of a collection, if you will, but then there's papers you can use all year round.
Right.
Which is great.
I love it.
The first tool I actually wanted to talk about is the Ink Blower by Tim Holtz for Ranger Ink. Mm. And this stood out to me because it is for all of you mixed media people out there. And mixed media was also a trend. We saw a ton of mixed media supplies. And this is a handheld item. It's shaped like a little football or kind of round object. And it's soft, so you can squeeze it. It has a nozzle connecting to it, and then the air comes out of the nozzle. So what you can do is you can manipulate mediums on your paper, like alcohol inks, liquid pearls, mixatives, and move them around on your paper by squeezing different amounts of air through the ink blower. Really cool item.
When I saw it, I was very surprised at how large the round football-shaped element was. And when I saw it in use, when I saw Tim using it, I realized why, because you can actually use it for quite a while before you need to depress it again.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's cool. And you can choose how much air you want to squeeze through a little burst instead of picking your paper up and having to blow on it with your mouth or tilt it backwards to let gravity help.
Right.
It's just adding pressure to the little ball.
Right. No more getting dizzy when you're paper crafting, right?
Yes.
One of the big talks of the show was from Sizzix, and it's the Big Shot Switch.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a completely electronic, very sleek looking machine, and it is a 9-inch width. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Big Shot Plus, but completely electronic. It doesn't even look like the traditional Big Shots.
It looks like a very high-end printer.
Yes.
It's with the silver edging and the white. It's so pretty.
Or like a Jetsons toaster or something.
Yes. That's funny. I love that.
They really thought through a lot of elements. They didn't just release an electronic die cutting machine. They thought through a lot of different things. There's a little area where you can store the dies in the bottom. Any plate can go through it. So because the sensor is the full width of the 9-inch platform, you can put a Sidekick plate through there, a regular size Big Shot plate, and it'll just grab it and recognize it and pull it through. So you don't need to only buy the switch plates.
And you can use what you already have, which I love.
So you can really use just that machine for any size, which is great. And you don't need a precision base plate either for the really thin, intricate dies. Mm-hmm. And it also cuts the
big dies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's white and beautiful, white and silver. That'll be a really, really fun machine this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to get my hands on one. One thing everyone was talking about was the Picket Fence Stamp Scrubber. And this is going to make stampers out there very excited. It makes me excited. One of my issues with stamping in my own life is that I get lazy and I don't always want to clean the stamps. It takes a lot of time to get them looking pristine again. So the Stamp Scrubber looks like a little coaster that you set your cup on. and it looks like a lawn. It looks kind of grassy and green, and it's textured. So what you do is you get it wet. It expands to about 20% of its normal size, and then you can add soap or you can just use water, and you can scrub your most intricate stamps, and it will get in between the nooks and the crannies of your stamps. Instead of just cleaning out on the surface, it really gives your stamps like a car wash deep scrub. I'm very excited to get one of these.
And it's really cute and green, and I like that it kind of coordinates with the name Picket Fence.
Yes, and they told me something really funny at the Picket Fence booth. They said that, because I commented on how cute it was, and oh, it looks like a little lawn. And they said, yeah, we were putting little miniature like animals on it and taking pictures because it was so cute.
Yeah, that miniature animals and that farmhouse trend was seen on the show floor.
Oh, for sure.
Another additional trend that we saw that wasn't exactly new this year, but we feel will really have another big impact and another kind of emphasis is all the foils and the vinyls. Mm-hmm. And we really think that this next item, the Heidi Swap Toner Stamping Kit, will really be kind of one of those catalyst items to get people really foiling again. Mm-hmm. Because if you own a foil laminator, no matter what the brand, you know that you need to have toner, a printed thing yeah. that was done with toner ink. So sometimes people needed to purchase a toner printer, or maybe they already had one, but it was that extra element that was needed to then make something foil laminated.
Can sometimes be a barrier.
Right. And so basically what this is you're kind of a chemist and you're making your own ink pads with toner ink.
Wow.
And the toner ink is black and sticky, exactly how you would think it would be. And she sells the ink pad by itself, and then she sells a kit. And it comes with the ink bottle, three little pads that you can snap into the case, and then you make your toner ink. And it doesn't last forever because in the air it will dry out, but it's black and sticky. And then you stamp whatever you need to do on a piece of paper, and then you run it through your foil laminator with your foils, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I think that this will really be a game changer, essentially, for foiling projects.
It'll make it a lot more accessible, for sure.
Yes, I love that. One thing that I wanted to mention, too, that I saw is the long-awaited Ranger Ink ink pad storage tin. And this is something that even Tim at a demo I went to said, you know, this is something we've been wanting to release for a long time, and now we're finally releasing it. So this ink pad storage tin is for your full-size 3-inch distress inks and distress oxides. You can use either or. And what's really cool about it is, well, one, it holds 15 ink pads. The cool thing is that there's an insert inside that you stick your ink pad into, and it hugs it tight so there's no air in your ink pad, and it keeps it closed tight so they stay juicy and fresh longer. And then there's a lipped edge on the top so you can stack them and they won't slide all over the place. Another great thing about them is that that insert I was talking about that holds your ink pads closed, you can turn it different ways so that you can store your ink pads upside down if you prefer that way, on their side if you prefer that way, right side up, however you like to store your inks, you can do that with the ink pad storage tin.
That's amazing. And with such a popular and beloved line of items, the distress inks and distress oxides, I love it to when a brand then make something very specific to that line, mm-hmm. that's specifically made for their specific shape and size and how they work. Yes. That was really exciting. And I did hear a lot of buzz about that.
Oh, yeah. We'll be seeing that soon.
Also hailing from the Tim Holtz name, this was the Tim Holtz with Tonic Decal Trimmer. And this was sleek and black, and it looks very similar to the Tonic gray guillotine trimmer by Tim Holtz, but it's black. And when I say decal, a lot of you will remember, because this is kind mm-hmm. of that resurgence of the classic look. And you might think of the decorative scissors. Mm-hmm. But the reason that this is different is because when you use a decorative pair of scissors, those old school scissors, there's only a window of about 3.5 inches, maybe. And it creates a pattern, and then you cut again, and you can see that pattern repeat. This is a true torn edge look to your paper. And it is a sharp blade. And it looks like those vintage photos. So those vintage photos, they were black and white and they had that torn look and then they were mounted on black. This is that exact look.
Yes. And what's great about this is if you liked the ripped looking edge, but you know, I think we've all done it when we're like, I'm going to make a ripped edge. And then you're like, oh no, I ripped through my project. This completely eliminates that risk.
Right. It's a true non-repeating decal edge.
Yes. So also from Tonic or Nuvo, I wanted to mention the Nuvo Trends. Oh. They come out with different color series. And I wanted to call out two specifically. So there's Rustic Rose, which we're not going to see until later this year. I think it comes out in the fall. But Rustic Rose has so many beautiful colors of their hybrid ink pads, their glitter marker, their sequins, all their drops, things like that. The colors are gold, rose gold. There's a beautiful kind of olive green in it. So if you like to add those liquid embellishments, Rustic Rose is so on trend and so pretty. I cannot wait for the fall to get my hands on it.
That sounds beautiful, like jewelry almost.
Yes, yes. And then the other one that I'm equally as excited about is White Wonderland. So if you're a Christmas person like I am, you're going to love White Wonderland. And it's not the traditional Christmas colors like their Merry and Bright release from last year. These are bright snowy whites, shiny sparkles, fresh wintry blasts of blue, really beautiful winter colors for your Christmas card making.
Amazing.
Yes.
One of the things we talked about with the trends was the collaborative efforts that we saw in the Stamping Village. And a big surprise was walking into the Hero Arts booth and seeing the Misties that didn't really look quite like the Misties that we're used to. The Misties are everywhere. As you know, they're pink. These were all in black tuxedos.
Oh, they looked so dressed up and so special. I love the sleek black look.
Right. And so Hero Arts did a collaboration with Misty and released the whole line of the Misty items, but just all in black. And yes, they're really beautiful. And you can look for those later this year as well.
Absolutely. So stampers are going to be excited about the Black Misty for sure. I think another thing that stampers will be excited about is a specific product from Ranger Ink, and that's Simon Hurley's background stamps. Now, you might say, okay, well, what's special about background stamps? These are really interesting because some of them are pull-apart background stamps. So you'll see the Mountain Timber background stamp later this year and the Watercolor Blooms. Actually, you can already see them in coming soon at scrapbook.com. And these background stamps, you can stamp all in one. They're the high-quality rubber cling. Or you can take apart specific icons and stamp them separately so you can make your own patterns with them. You can pull a single flower from Watercolor Blooms and just stamp that. Or you can stamp the whole thing. It adds a whole extra layer of versatility to a background stamp, and I'm obsessed with them.
I saw those, and I remember thinking the same thing. And stampers who are very brave have maybe been doing this for a long time. They'll see a whole scene, and then they'll bravely cut out elements and reuse them or use them on the side. And we saw the trend of interactive, scene building or creating your own scenes. And this is one of the ways in which you can do that.
Absolutely.
Also from the Ranger Ink booth, the Wendy Vecchi Make Art Station is not new, but the baby version is new.
Yes, it had a baby.
Yes, it's the 7-inch mini Make Art Station. It's just super cute, super adorable. It's the exact same construction, the same large high-quality magnets. It's just the smaller rectangle. It does have a slight improvement, though, actually. It's just slightly more glossy so that it can be a little bit more protective in how you use it. I think that people will love this for, I don't know, sitting on the couch and crafting, taking it to a game, taking it in the car maybe. It's just a smaller footprint.
Yeah, I like it too. I was thinking about maybe taking it on the airplane or something like that. Yeah, that would work really well for me. And then there's also a few new accessories too you can keep an eye out that kind of go with the
Make Art Station. Smaller one.
Yes. One thing that I wanted to share, and that's a huge new thing for card makers, and it follows this trend of interactive dies. And this is the magic iris die from Lawn Fawn. And if you were anywhere near the Stamping Village at show, or if you follow a card making, you will love the magic iris die. So this is an interactive die. It's in multiple pieces. It's really easy to put together. And when you put it together on your card front, you pull a little tab, and it looks like a camera lens opening and closing, like a shutter kind
wow.
of.
Wow.
So you can, it's closed and you can stamp and decorate it. And then as you pull the tab, it slowly opens and you can reveal a stamped image, a sentiment, mm-hmm. something like that. There's also decorative add-ons that you can use to enhance your cards even further, like a scalloped edge and things like that.
I'm always shocked and surprised and pleasantly surprised as to what Lawn Fawn comes out with. They come out mm-hmm. with one or two, a few, but definitely one huge interactive item yeah. that and the minds that go into that, it's an engineering mind.
Oh, absolutely. And Lawn Fawn is especially known, I feel like, for creating sets that go with other sets.
Right.
So you can always be reusing and reusing all the stamp sets you bought, and you never have to go, well, I guess I can't use that anymore because it doesn't work.
They think about what you already own from their family, and yeah. they definitely make sure to do a continuation of.
Yes. I'm so excited about that. So you guys are definitely going to be seeing more of the magic iris die.
A really popular item in the Sizzix booth, besides the Big Shot Switch, mm-hmm. I was really attracted to this. I hope other people saw it. They have two things that I think kind of coordinate together, but they have the making essentials and then they have the color stories. The color stories are basically really pretty collections of colors that it's a color palette that go really well together. They all coordinate. And they feature a variety of elements in those colors. So whenever you see maybe, I don't know, a design team or a brand or a catalog image of cards, and you see they all kind of are color coordinated and they have the correct hues of purples and pinks and they all go together, you think, well, I don't have all those things. That was obviously staged. That mm-hmm. was ready for the photo shoot. This makes sure that if you purchase these items together, you will have that beautiful kind of branded look mm-hmm. to your items. And they feature that beautiful color palette in their items like foam and glitter, embossing, ink, markers,
yeah.
papers, of course. Yeah. And then they all look very coordinated.
Yeah. I love that. If you love blue things or purple things, you
right.
can pick all the items that you like. And then another thing is the tones of the colors they picked are so pretty.
Right. Very yes. on trend.
Oh yeah.
Will be popular for a long time. Mm-hmm. And if you're ever kind of curious of how to pick colors that go well together, just pick up these color stories from Sizzix. Yeah.
Yes. So stamps are everywhere. We definitely know that. And over the years, we've seen paper lines add stamps to their offerings, stamps that coordinate with their collections, things like that. Well, Photoplay Paper kind of took it a step further this year, and they released Say It With Stamps by Becky Moore. And I am so excited about this. It's a stamp and die release from Photoplay Paper. There are a variety of different sets. I'm going to just call it a few because there are a lot. But there are adorable animals called Pocket Pals and little darling animals that go in like a denim pocket kind of thing.
Oh, cute. Again, building scenes.
Yes, building scenes. There's a Made By Me set where you can say like, oh, this card was made by me for you, kind of putting your stamp on your cards that you make, no pun intended. And then there's envelope art stamps. There's sentiments and coordinating dies, a lot of great multi-purpose sentiment dies. So really just all the items that card makers look for in a new stamp release from Photoplay.
Wow, I love that. Yeah. I'm really excited to see those in person.
Yeah, they're really nice.
In the We Are booth, they had a beautiful gray and pink crafter's backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
Yes, I saw it.
It is so cute. It's just what you would think. It's great for storing your items mm-hmm. and then, of course, taking them on the go, whether you're yeah. traveling, flying, on a road trip, what have you. There's tons of pockets, zippers, Velcro. It features the 12x12 width, so you can mm-hmm. definitely put your 12x12 papers in there. It features a laptop holder, and you can either hold it with the handles or then, of course, put it on your back with little backpack yeah. straps. It's adorable.
Which is funny, it actually fits 12x12 paper because to me it didn't necessarily look like it
no.
would, but it absolutely does.
It doesn't look overly big
no,
either.
It
it's
looks
super
trendy.
Cute.
Yeah. One last thing I wanted to talk about is the Ranger Ink Stickles Glitter Gels.
Oh.
So these are different than the little tubes that you're used to seeing from Stickles that everybody loves. We can't get enough of those. These are in jars, and the reason that they're in jars is because it's a thicker consistency of gel, so they can't go through a nozzle. It'll clog it up. So it's a thicker consistency, and the glitter is chunkier, and there are some shapes in it, like little stars and things, depending
on fun.
The one you buy. Yeah. The first release is in 6 different colors, and they're all fun silvers and golds. They have names like Asteroid.
Okay.
Really cute. Fun outer space kind of things. And what's cool is because it's thicker, you can use it with a little palette knife and do stenciling with it. You can add it as just an embellishment. They're really fun. I can't wait to see more of the Stickle Gel.
Yeah, I love adding that glittery kind of look through with the stencils.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of the last things I wanted to talk about was, of course, one of the trends we talked about. We saw a lot of foils and vinyls, and we definitely see some ways in which those are going to have some resurgence. So people are going to be probably buying more foils and vinyls, and they're odd to store. We saw two fun storage options, and the Art Bin wasn't brand new, but it's still really hot and kind of getting more light shed on it. And it features... it holds about 12. And the cool thing is it sits just fine on a tabletop, but then there's also a wall mount for it. So depending on how many you have, maybe you buy a couple of those and line those on the wall and it looks gorgeous.
I was just going to say, plus that makes your room look great.
Gorgeous, because they all have the colors. And then We Are Memory Keepers also has a foil or vinyl storage option as well. So we saw storage for all of those foils and vinyls that people will be using this year as well.
I love that. That's such a thoughtful product.
Right. And it's really inexpensive. They both are, and really sleek looking. Lastly, but I think one of the most important releases this year was from scrapbook.com. Yes. And we released a ink pad storage center in clear acrylic and in white acrylic. And these are just simple and sleek, and they hold any brand of standard ink pad.
Yes. Another thing that's fun about them is you can have them upright on your desk storing ink. But if you're a big ephemera person like I am, or journaling card, you can lay it down on its back, and you can also use it to store your papers and things like that too. I've seen it used that way already.
Yes. And you can store your little pocket page cards and little cuts of paper. And it looks just really sleek, because you always just need more storage and areas to kind of separate things. And you can buy as many as you need to hold your ink pad collection. And sometimes people want to put it up on the wall. And those just kind of standard IKEA floating shelves, they fit perfectly in those. And one of our team members bought a series of 3 and just put it right on one of those floating shelves. And there was still room for a little succulent on the side. And it's so pretty on her wall.
Yeah, they don't look bulky or chunky or dated. They look nice.
Right.
They look really nice.
We wanted to make sure that, of course, it fit our premium hybrid ink pads, but any other brand that we carry or maybe don't carry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another storage item that we came out with that happens to be sold out right now, but we're getting more in very soon because it was very popular,
was the
360 craft towers. They spin, they rotate, and again, they are available in clear or white. And I can see a lot of different uses for these.
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing how much those can hold. We have a video on our YouTube channel at scrapbook.com, and you see all the products on the table and you go, that would never fit in a single rotating unit. And then voila, they just all fit in there perfectly. So I'm very excited about that, to kind of up my storage game.
Right. It's a 10-inch footprint and it just uses that vertical space, but you can see everything.
I know, which I like too. You don't have to dig around. And then the rotation is really smooth, which is not, you just spin it really quickly, grab what you need, spin it back around.
Right.
So yeah, it's very utilitarian.
And again, great for a variety of different brands of tools and little accessories. Oh, yeah.
And you can move the shelves at different heights too, depending what you want to put into the storage system.
And rest assured, more are on their way.
Yes, there will be some for you too.
Well, we couldn't get to everything. There was so much more that we could cover, mm-hmm. but those was just, you know, a little speckling of our favorites.
Yes, absolutely. And you can see more of all of those items at scrapbook.com too. They'll be rolling into the coming soon here pretty soon if they're not already there.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I had a great time.
I'm sure you're very curious to learn more or see the products mentioned in today's episode. Make sure to check out the show notes. And you can go to www.scrapbook.com/podcast for more info as well. You can purchase the products we mentioned when they're released at scrapbook.com, along with close to 40,000 other unique items. And remember, when you shop at scrapbook.com, you will always get award-winning customer service, tens of thousands of customer reviews, and super fast shipping. Connect and get inspired by other crafters at scrapbook.com, in our forums, in the gallery, and remember to take those free online classes. Happiness is life handmade. I draw doodles of eccentric faces.